For Inside Texas Tech, I'm Betsy Blaney. The number of emotional support animals on Texas Tech and university and college campuses around the country is on the rise. Here, students living on campus may have anxiety or a medical condition exacerbated by it, while others suffer from depression. To deal with these conditions, students are registering to have an emotional support animal in their rooms.
They're everywhere. It's not just one hall that I could say, oh yeah, there's a lot of, you know, they're all contained into this hall. It's not.
Tamara Mancini, Senior Assistant Director in the University's Student Disabilities Services Office, says the number of students requesting an emotional support animal has risen dramatically in recent years. In the fall of 2014, 8 students requested an ESA. In the spring and fall of 2016, that number had skyrocketed to 52. Since January of this year, she's gotten 48 requests, with 7 more pending. Other universities and colleges across the country are seeing similar increases, and discussions at national conferences frequently center on why.
Any national conference that we go to, it's always like, okay, let's talk about ESAs, and everybody wants to hear that conversation. So it's always very much a hot topic.
Most of the ESAs are cats and dogs, but Mancini has had requests in the past for a flying squirrel, which was rejected, and a hedgehog, which was allowed. Most of the requests come from female students. Service animals for Texas Tech students who are blind, deaf, mobility impaired, or have medical alert issues are mostly dogs. These animals are regulated by the Americans with Disabilities Act and do not need to register with Mancini's office. Emotional support animals are governed by the Fair Housing Act and are for students who have anxiety, depression, or a medical condition made worse by anxiety. The disabilities office must get a letter from a doctor.
Any medical provider that is working with that student that can verify that they have a condition that would warrant an emotional support animal or an assistance animal, then they would register with us.
And sometimes there are questions about the medical provider's letter.
Yes, we've had some paperwork that's been from California, but the student's from San Antonio. Well, that may have just been something you paid for on the internet.
Madeline Garcia, a senior in the music department who suffers from generalized anxiety and depression, lives off campus. Her emotional support animal, Toothless, is an 18-month-old bearded dragon. He's registered through the National Service Animal Registry, and she takes Toothless out with her to help her feel calm and take the focus away from herself.
Taking him, it kind of just helps me to have, you know, something else to think about and not so much, you know, a crowd of people. I get a little bit overwhelmed sometimes in bigger crowds. And when I feel like focus, energy, like just on me, it's a little bit overwhelming.
There have been instances, Mancini says, when a roommate of someone with an emotional support animal in Texas Tech's dorms has an allergy to cats or dogs or is just scared of dogs. Then things get tricky, as there has to be an accommodation of an accommodation.
If you and I were roommates and you were allergic to my cat, but I needed it for emotional support, then housing would work with us and either move me and my cat or move you.
Tech students with emotional support animals are required to keep them in their rooms, to keep their rooms clean, and to pick up after the animals when they take them outside. Some students, however, play fast and loose with the rules.
We have had some students take them, you know, to sit on the side while they play soccer or where they, no rec center, no intramural games or anything like that. It really is for you in your home environment to help you cope.
For Inside Texas Tech, I'm Betsy Blaney.